The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Barry Kenny is back with me of Irish Rail. Olympics nut, of course, for another bluffer's guide to the Olympic Games. We have had archery, we've had skateboarding, we've had freestyle BMX. Barry, what are we looking at today?
We're fighting today.
Oh, combat sports. Yeah, we are. Very good.
Not all of them, lots of combat sports. I mean, it's a huge sector in the games. But boxing and wrestling. And it was actually, yesterday we were talking about new sports. Boxing and wrestling were both pretty close to not being here in Tokyo.
What was the issue with boxing and wrestling being in Tokyo?
Well, boxing is obviously a staple of the games, a staple of Irish games. Half of all medals that Ireland have ever won, including our wonderful rowers this morning, are in boxing, 16 out of 32. And it's a big draw in big markets and it has a rich history. But it is littered with dodgy judging. And if you go back to 88, Roy Jones Jr., that's probably the most famous of them all, who became a four-weight world champion. And he lost in the final to a Korean boxer in Seoul. And the analysis afterwards showed that he had landed 86 punches against 32 by his opponent. And he lost out. And you know, the Korean had the good grace to be embarrassed by all of this. Probably the nadir of this trend in boxing was in 2016. You'll remember our own Michael Conlon's famous middle-fingered salute to the judging outcome in his fight. And that wasn't the worst of them. There was days later, a Russian was awarded the heavyweight gold, and his opponent, who's a Kazakh, just boxed him out of the ring. And, you know, international sports governing bodies, they're a pretty shameless lot. But even the IOC had to say to the boxing people, come on, you're making us look bad here. So they launched an investigation, and boxing was already mired in all sorts of financial and governance issues. And this judging thing came in. The next thing, the guy who was overseeing over this Korean named Wu, he was moved on. But the incoming president, Gafur Rakimov, was a key member of the Brothers Circle, a criminal group comprised of leaders and senior members of several Eurasian criminal gangs, and was identified by the US Treasury as one of the leaders of Uzbek organized crime.
Yes, I do remember this at the time now that you remind me. So that there was real question marks over the governance of world amateur boxing.
And basically the IOC said, you are not running it. And if you insist on running it,
you're not going to have
any boxing. So the IOC are actually running the boxing. Whether that's out of the frying pan into the fire, I don't know. But they're running boxing this time round.
Well, so listen, good news ultimately for all of our boxers who are there. And we had a great win overnight as well. Great upset.
Yeah. Kurt Walker, that was a hell of a performance. And he was against the number one ranked Uzbekistan fighter.
We had Darren O'Neill on yesterday and he was just talking about what a tough draw some of the boxers
had.
And he was talking about Kurt Walker.
Yeah.
And he's after doing it. He's very close to a medal.
And that comes to our bluffer's phrase for boxing. Look at that head movement. It's so impressive. You'll have heard that a lot last night for Kurt, because it genuinely was. Now, next up for Kurt is Duke Reagan of the USA. And of course, he's got our former head coach, Billy Walsh.
Oh, yes.
Now heading up USA boxing. So that's going to be a hell of a battle. And again, a very tough one as well. But we've got three. We've got three medal prospects. Kelly Harrington's in action on Friday morning. She's absolutely fantastic. Down around Connolly Station, where I work, which is where she's from. Her signs are everywhere and they have been for ages. Brilliant fighter, reigning world lightweight champion, of course. And then Aidan Walsh, if he wins on Friday morning, he has a medal. He's fighting a Mauritian fighter.
All right, okay. So listen, there's lots to look forward to. And that bluffer's guide, our phrase is, look at that head movement.
Or
is that it?
That Russian judge. He's a bit dodgy.
Russian judge. You can apply that to a lot of different sports. A lot of different sports.
Absolutely.
You know, let's talk about wrestling now then, because this is a sport that I think fewer people will be au fait with.
Yeah, and if they are, they're probably thinking of Hulk Hogan and the Bushwhacker Brothers and Giant Haystacks and Big Daddy back from the world of sport. It's not remotely related to what happens at the Olympics, the WWE. This is all grunt and grapple. It is probably the most aesthetically unpleasing sport that there is. You know, people say, what's synchronized swimming doing there? What's dressage doing there? But you can see the skill and there's a degree of elegance. This just looks like a grabby mess from the outside.
Yeah.
It
looks like my kids fighting over the remote control or something.
Right. But again, you know, maybe there's a path for us all. But again, one that actually was on the outs. The IOC decided after London, they said, right, we're going to have a kind of an X-factor type thing and get rid of a sport because we bring these new ones in. And everybody thought that taekwondo would go or maybe modern pentathlon. But wrestling was the choice because, and it goes way back. That was February 2013. By September, they'd done a handbrake turn and said, right, you're staying in, because they were bringing women more into the sport. That was one of their conditions. Even though Greco-Roman wrestling, one of the two types, as you know, is one of the few sports at the Olympics that still doesn't have any women participating. So we've got freestyle, and freestyle is as it's not quite as described, but the objective in both types: pin your opponent's shoulder to the mat to win the match, or get more points through, you know, executing certain holds, locks, throws, or other takedowns. The difference between the two is, if it's freestyle, pardon the phrase, I can go for you anywhere. If it is in the Greco-Roman, the legs, no, it has to be waist up.
Oh, right,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so you're and there's fouls associated with that. If you, even if you inadvertently, not unlike the hockey, you see sometimes in the hockey when they inadvertently hit the ball with their leg, they're penalised for it. That's the same in Greco-Roman wrestling. But it all just does kind of, you know, come together as this really kind of quite unsatisfactory...
Oh, it's a hot, sweaty mess, let's be honest.
Viewing mess.
That's what it is.
We've got 2 3-minute halves or periods, and they're separated by a 30-second break. Scoring is cumulative. Your highest total over the 10 rides, highest score over the two, the highest score wins the match.
Give me a few phrases there to get me by in wrestling.
Okay, well, there's, you know, really, he deserves to be ordered parterre there. That was a joke.
Ordered parterre?
Yeah. That is a penalty for passivity. If you are, you know, if you're if you're kind of back wheeling all the while and not engaging too much.
Oh, no rope-a-dope allowed in
wrestling.
No, exactly.
If you're excessively evasive, and you're content with just neutralising the opponent, they're not having any of that. But it's a big field. We've got 96 men in each of the styles, and 96 women in the freestyle. Needless to say, the former Soviet Union countries are really big. The Iranians, Georgians, Turks, USA. You'll remember, probably the thing that people know most about wrestling is, you remember the movie Foxcatcher?
Yes.
Which were based on the true events of John DuPont, who was an eccentric billionaire.
Well, let's go full circle. Kurt Angle, who ended up in the WWE and was an Olympic wrestler for the USA. Barry Kenny, a pleasure to speak to you, and we'll talk to you again at the same time tomorrow.